ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत् स्वयंवतं स्वाकता कृष्णं पुण्यश्रवणकीर्तनः रुदन्तस्तो हि अभद्राणि विधुनोति सुहृत्सतां नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवतसेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके So by regular attendance in classes on the Bhagavatam and by rendering of service to the pure devotees, all that is troublesome to the heart is almost completely destroyed, and loving service onto the personality of Godhead, who is praised with transcendental songs, is established as an irrevocable fact. Today's verse, Canto 5, The Creative Impetus, Chapter 19, A Description of the Island of Jambudvip, Text Number 8. Suro suro vapi ato vanaro naraham. Suro suro vapi ato vanaro naraham. सर्वात्मना यः सुकृतिज्ञाम् उत्तमम् सर्वात्मना यः सुकृतज्ञानम् उत्तमम् भजते रामं मनुजाकृतं हरिम् भजते रामं मनुजाकृतिं हरिम् ये उत्तरान् अनयत् कोसलान् दिवम् इति य उत्तरान् अनयत् कोसलान् दिवम् इति सुरो सुरो वापि अतो वानरो नरः सर्वात्मना यः सुकृतज्ञानमुत्तमम् भजते रामं मनुजाकृतिं हरिम् य उत्तरान् अनयत् कोसलान् दिवम् इति word to word meaning by His Divine Grace, Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Suraha, demigod. Asuraha, demon. Va api, or. Atha, therefore. Va, or. Anaraha, other than a human being. It could be a bird, beast, animal, and so on. Naraha, a human being. Sarvatmana, wholeheartedly. Yaha, who? Sukritajnanam, easily made grateful. So it is Kritagna. So Kritagna is grateful. So Kritagnanam is easily made grateful. Uttamam, most highly elevated. Bhajate, should worship. Ramam, Lord Ramachandra. Manuja Akritim, appearing as a human being. Harim, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Yaha, who? Uttaran, of northern India, Anayat,
brought back
Kosalam, the inhabitants of Kosala Desha Ayodhya, Divam, to the spiritual world, Vaikuntha, Iti. Thus, so translation, therefore, whether one is a demigod or a demon, a man or a creature other than man, such as a beast or a bird, everyone should worship Lord Ramachandra, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who appears on this earth just like a human being. So it's a Naralila. It's like a human being. So his pastime is Naralila. There is no need of great austerities or penances to worship the Lord. For me, accepts even a small service offered by his devotee. Thus, he is satisfied, and as soon as he is satisfied, the devotee is successful. Indeed, Lord Sri Ramachandra brought all the devotees of Ayodhya back home, back to Godhead. Jai Vaikuntha. So that means that we were not there at the time when Lord Ramachandra was performing his leela. If we were there in Ayodhya at that time, we should be in Vaikuntha. But we are not there. Purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Lord Sri Ramachandra is so kind and merciful to his devotees that he is very easily satisfied by a little service rendered by anyone, human or not. This is a special advantage of worshipping Lord Ramachandra, and there is the same advantage in worshipping Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Prabhupada is trying to bring out the comparison for our context. Lord Krishna and Lord Ramachandra, in the manner of Kshatriyas, sometimes showed their mercy by killing asuras. But Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu awarded love of God without difficulty even to the asuras. All the incarnations of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but especially Lord Ramachandra, Lord Krishna, and later Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, delivered many of the living entities before them, indeed almost all of them. So here we have a hope. Devotees who are following Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu delivered many of the living entities present before them, and indeed almost all of them. So this is our hope, that one day we'll be delivered. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is therefore represented in his Shadbhuja form, or six-armed form, Shadbhuja Murti, which is a combination of Lord Ramachandra, Lord Krishna, and Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Those of you who have not been able to visit temple for some time, you can see the Shadbhuja form is appearing in our temple. And the same darshan picture has been posted today. So please have a look at it. Thanks to Rasanandini Mataji.
Yes.
Yeah, glorious. Mataji did a wonderful service, and Shadbhuja form, he looks so real in front of us. The best purpose of human life can be fulfilled by worshipping the Shadbhuja Murti, the form of the Lord with six arms, two arms of Ramachandra, two arms of Krishna, and two arms of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we see that Melbourne Mahaprabhu Mandir devotees are so fortunate that we have the Shadbhuja form in the temple, and equally Lord Ramachandra on the altar. So those of you are regularly having darshan, Devya Darshan Yajna, especially in the completed set we are sharing, there you should find Lord Ramachandra And the same today, just a close-up shot, darshan has been posted. So everyone can have a darshan. So that's what Lord Hanuman is saying. Whether one is a demigod or a demon or a man or a creature other than man, such as beast or a bird, everyone should worship Lord Ramchandra, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who appears on this earth just like a human being. Om Ajnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unnitam Ena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakanvitamscha Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangam Langayate Girim Yat Kripatamaham Vande Paramananda Madhavam. The Supreme Person of Godhead has the form of Satchitananda, transcendental bliss, knowledge and eternity. I offer my respectful obeisance unto Him who turned the dumb into an eloquent speaker and enabled the lame to cross mountains. Such is the mercy of the Lord. Pangam langayate sailam mokam avartaye ekshutim yat kripatamaham vande Krishna Chaitanya Ishwaram Sri Chaitanya Padam Bhoja Madhupebhyo Namo Namaha Katanchit Ashayat Yesham Swapitad Gandabhag Bhavedhe Krishna Karana Sindhu Dhinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namasute Dapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Prishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhaktarinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So Lord Hanuman is saying that, rather this is the concluding prayer of Hanuman in this verse, because he has come to the end of the prayers. And in his conclusion, Lord Hanuman is saying, therefore, whether one is a demigod or a demon, a man or a creature other than man, such as a beast or a bird, everyone should worship Lord Ramchandra, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who appears on this earth just like a human being. So we find that in various traditions, Vaishnava Sampradayas, in Sri Sampradaya, they try to recite every day Vishnu Sahasranama. And followers of Lord Ramchandra, at least in South India, they recite Nam Ramayana. I don't anyone has heard, especially from outside South India. It is called Nam Ramayana. And well-known classical singers like M.S. Subbalakshmi and others, they recite Shuddha Brahma Paratmara Rama. So this is, they play every day, or they recite every day. These are the 108 names of Lord Ramachandra, which describes the entire Ramayana in these 108 lines. And many of them recite right from the childhood, because the children are taught to recite Nam Ramayana. We made an attempt to recite today, but somehow it did not work out. Maybe next time, sometime, we can recite this. So here, Hanuman is saying that it doesn't matter who the person is, Because bhakti is not confined to somebody who has a human form. It can be performed by anyone, and that's the greatest beauty or excellence of this process compared to other processes. So we progress from, if you look at the four Vedas, we hear Srila Prabhupada often saying that these Vedas, they describe mostly the karmakanda activities. So which means that the karmakanda activities can be performed only by a human being. The other creatures cannot perform karmakanda activities for their progression on this journey. Then we have from Chaturvedas, we are moving towards the transitionary part, which is the Upanishads. And Upanishads talks about mostly about the Jnana Yoga and then Ashtanga Yoga. So therefore that also cannot be performed by everyone. It requires an intellectual caliber who have the ability to distinguish between matter and spirit soul. And even if they have it, we often hear that their goal remains still incomplete because they end up in merging with the impersonal form of the Lord. And then we come to the Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, Ramayana, where Srila Vyasadeva, especially in Srimad Bhagavatam, which is his concluding compilation of the pastimes of the Lord, he sees in his vision how this absolute truth is with this spiritual energies. And then he compiles Srimad Bhagavatam, which Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu calls it as a natural commentary on Vedanta Sutra. So Bhagavatam tells us that, or Bhagavad Gita tells us that the Lord can be known only through bhakti. Bhaktya mam abhijanati. And that's what here Lord Hanuman is suggesting, that therefore whether one is a demigod or a demon or a man or a creature, anyone can perform bhakti, whereas the other processes cannot be performed by other living entities. And we find, if you go back to Ramayana itself, it was vanaras who are other than human beings, that they perform bhakti and then return back to spiritual world. And even the Ayodhya citizens, last line in this, say that the citizens of Ayodhya, they return back home back to Vaikuntha by performing bhakti. Whereas someone performing the Jnana Yoga or Ashtanga Yoga, not necessarily that they go back to Vaikuntha. Four Kumaras are exceptions. They perfected their yoga and they could travel all over, and including to Vaikuntha. That's what we find in Srimad Bhagavatam. Thus, 3.15.26, thus the great sages Sanaka, Sanatana, Sanandana and Sanat Kumara, upon reaching the above mentioned Vaikuntha in the spiritual world, by dint of their mystic yoga performance, perceived unprecedented happiness. They found that the spiritual sky was illuminated by highly decorated aeroplanes, piloted by the best devotees of Vaikuntha, and was predominated by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So in that purport, Srila Prabhupada says that the perfection of Ashtanga Yoga is that someone is able to travel everywhere, including to the spiritual world or to Vaikuntha. But is it possible for everyone in these day and time. It's not possible because we don't have that ability, we don't have that capacity to perform. Whereas bhakti, anyone can perform. Whether the person is a human being or the person is not a human being. And in Ramayana we find that that little squirrel, while constructing the bridge, everyone knows that such a tiny creature, but to its own capacity, the squirrel was trying to drain out the sea, take a dip in sea, come back, roll on the sand, and then once again go back, and then wet its body, come back. And that's how it was trying to help in construction of the bridge. And that humble effort, humble, sincere effort by the little squirrel was appreciated by Lord Amarachandra. And appreciation of the Supreme Lord, or the happiness of the Supreme Lord by one's own activity, is the perfection of one's life. And that's what the squirrel has done it. Then we also find Jatayu, Sampati, which the birds, Jatayu fought with Ravana and gave up its own life. Lord Ramchandra was so much pleased with the devotional activity of Jatayu that he performed Shraddha ceremony to Jatayu. Now, who can, Lord himself is performing Shraddha ceremony to a living entity. How fortunate that Jatayu was. Then, in our own vicinity, we have Bhima, the dog in Hare Krishna Valley. That dog performed devotional activity, taking care of the farm, takes only prasadam. So this is an act of devotion. And pretty much, she is such a sadhu dog. Everyone loves that dog. Then we find Garuda, another non-human entity, but performs devotion service to the Supreme Lord. And such a powerful warrior Garuda is. If we, you try to read his pastimes, how even Indra's thunderbolt could not touch Garuda, but out of respect for Indra, Garuda allows an edge of his feather to fall down, so that Indra feels happy that his powerful weapon is not totally ignored. Then we have our Mahalakshmi Mataji, who has a wonderful dog. And that simple dog accompanies Mataji and Harinam, and then is performing devotional activity. So what it means that when unintelligent persons who do not have the capacity to distinguish between matter and spirit, who are not intellectuals, but yet they can perform devotional activity and achieve the highest goal, Krishna Prema, a return back home, back to Godhead. Whereas other processes, well, in spite of that intellectual ability, you may achieve, and even if you achieve, most of the times it is an incomplete realization of the absolute truth. There is a wonderful story which my father told us when we were children, and my sister wrote that pastime in the school essay competition, and then she was given the best prize for that. It's a story, interesting story, because it involves the entire Vanara community and Lord Ramchandra and Mother Sita Devi. As usual, Lord Hanuman was trying to serve Lord Ramchandra and Mother Sita Devi, and one day Lord Hanuman observes Mother Sita Devi is very ecstatic, extremely happy, and he has never seen Mother Sita Devi being so happy. So this is after the war. Ravanasura was killed and the entire entourage has reached Ayodhya. After a couple of months, we find that Hanuman observes Mother Sita Devi extremely happy, and then he goes and approaches her and said, "Mataji, how is that today you are so happy?" And Sita Devi says, "No, nothing, nothing, there's nothing." But Hanuman, being what he is, he says, "No, there is something here." And then he goes to Lord Ramchandra, "I am your most trusted servant, and you must be knowing why Mother Sita Devi is so happy. Can you please tell me why is that?" Lord Ramchandra said, "Should I tell her? Should I not tell?" But Hanuman presses Lord Ramchandra. Then Lord Ramchandra says, "Okay, our father-in-law has invited us to visit Janakapuri, and therefore Mother Sita Devi is very happy. After all, after so many years that she is visiting her parents, I'm sure all of us would relish that. And especially a girl after entering in-law's place, the first opportunity she gets to go back home to meet her parents, brothers, sisters, cousins, siblings, friends, she becomes so happy. I can relate myself to Nirmala when she was going back for the first festival after marriage. She couldn't go and she became very unhappy. Then, because that was Sankranti time, I said, "No, Sankranti, but Tamil Nadu Sankranti is considered to be a big festival." She said, "I must be allowed," but for some reason she couldn't go and she was unhappy. But came Deepavali, she couldn't be stopped. She said, "No, I am flying back." So we can understand the happiness, those of you who have their partners. So Hanuman says, "You must take me." But he said, Rama says, "No, I can't take you, because this is an invitation only for Sita Devi and myself." And this was an exclusive invitation in which Janak Maharaj said that, "Please do not get your Vanara community with you. It is exclusively meant only for Sita and yourself." Now, but Hanuman, he keeps pressing Lord Ramchandra, "I'm the only person, I'm coming, I'm your trusted, and then you can't go because I'm your personal guard, I should protect you." So therefore, somehow he convinces Lord Ramchandra, and Ramchandra says, "Okay, I'm allowing you to come with me, but you don't tell anyone." But is it possible for a monkey? It's a leela. So Hanuman, he became very happy. "Yay, I'm also going to Janakapuri with my master." And seeing his happiness, Angada asks Hanuman, "How is that you're so happy these days?" He says, no, there's nothing, 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 nothing. But Angada, he says, "No, you have something you are hiding from me. And tell me what's it. I won't tell anyone." Then Hanuman says, "Okay, I am going to Janakpuri with Lord Ramchandra, Mother Sita Devi, but don't tell anyone." Angada says that I too should come. So he goes and approaches Lord Ramchandra and says, "You should take me. I have helped you so much in the Lanka war, and I won't do anything. I'll just quietly come with you and I won't tell anyone." Ramchandra says, "Okay." And that's how the entire army had to be taken. Because Angada tells Jambavan, Jambavan tells others, and then the entire monkey army says that we are all going to Janakapuri. But Lord Ramchandra says, please, for heaven's sake, don't do anything there. Because Janakapuri is full of gardens, like Melbourne. Full of gardens. And it was considered the best of the gardens were in Janakapuri. And therefore, Janak Maharaj was scared that if these monkeys, they come, they are going to destroy all my garden. And hence he said, no, please don't come. Oh, please don't bring them. But however, Sanila Damat hai, kya kar sakte hai? He is bringing the army. So therefore, Janak Maharaj says, okay. And so far, so good. They go there, they receive the reception from Janak Maharaj. Everything was not working fine. It was the last day. They were about to leave. And at the time, a huge feast was served to everyone. And the entire Vanara army sat down and they were having the feast. They were relishing the feast because it was done with so much of devotion. It was prasadam and everyone was enjoying. But in that feast, one chutney was served. And that chutney was made up of iriki pandu. I do not know the English name for that, but it's called iriki pandu. So that iriki pandu has got like solid seed and a fleshy covering. And it was very tasty. And the Vanara community, they were enjoying that chutney. But for one of the Vanaras, when he presses the chutney to take, then the seed from the chutney pops up and goes up. And then Vanara said, this small seed, such a tiny one, is thinking that he can jump over me. Then he said, I'll show the seed, I can jump higher than the seed. And therefore, what does the monkey do? He jumps. And now, one monkey jumps. The neighboring monkey said, wow, this guy is jumping up. I can also jump and I can jump higher than him. And therefore the second monkey also jumps up higher than the first monkey or the first Vanara. And then it goes up to Angada. He jumps quite a high altitude. Then Jambavan, seeing all these monkeys, Hanuman says, am I anything less? I have crossed Lanka, I have reached Lanka, and I can jump much higher than all these guys. And therefore, he makes a huge leap. When Hanuman jumps up, now that creates ecstasy in all the monkeys. And they start jumping, dancing. And they leave the place, everything. They go into the forest. They go into all the gardens. Destroy the gardens. They enjoy the fruits, everything there. And Lord Ramachandra thinks, what has happened? So far, everything went well. But finally, on the day when we are about to leave, that the gardens of Janakapuri was destroyed. Lord Ramachandra apologizes to Janaka Maharaj, but then he requests Vishwakarma, please help me restore back the entire architecture, the gardens of Janakapuri. And of course, he restores it back. So what it tries to tell us is that ahankar, when it takes you over, that emotions, you forget you are what you are. The swabhavik nature comes out, and the swabhavik nature of the monkey was displayed in this instance, and they went on rampage. But same Hanuman, when he landed in Ashok Vatika, I think all of you must be knowing, he was trying to see, how can I approach Mother Sita Devi? He searches through the entire Ashoka one, and then finally he sees at one place, one Mataji was in a particular corner in a very poor bodily feature conditions because of not having proper food, sleep, and that's the time when that ferocious demon Ravana comes. So therefore Hanuman, he jumps onto the tree, and then from there he is observing. Ravana comes and shouts, yells at Mother Sita Devi, and he says that I'm giving you so much of time, I think 11 months of time. He says that if within that, if you don't change, then I'll eat you. And then he instructs all the Rakshasis there to inflict more injuries to Mother Sita Devi, and walks away. So what does Hanuman do? He starts singing the glories of Lord Ramachandra. So he starts reciting Ramayana up to the point where Mother Sita Devi was with Lord Rama. And as Sita Devi is hearing Ramayana, Ramakatha, she observed there is a monkey there upstairs, up on the tree. And she was not thinking, she did not say, how can a monkey be reciting Ramayana? It's not possible. But the way Hanuman was reciting, there were many, many intricacies or confidential pastimes between Sita, Mother Sita, and Lord Ramachandra, and only known to them, no one else. Even that aspect, Lord Hanuman was reciting. And then she becomes happy because it is the glory of Lord Ramachandra. And that a time when Hanuman, or in a small, they say that he was the size of a cat, a small monkey, and he jumps down. And looking at him, and he continues to recite Ramayana, and Mother Sita Devi understands that he is a messenger sent to reach out to me by Lord Ramachandra, and she becomes very happy. And at the end, she says, I am here, Lord Ramachandra is there, how is he going to come here, when will he take me back? When Hanuman hears that, he says, Mother Sita Devi, Mataji, if that is what your anxiety is, I can take you right now back to Lord Ramachandra. And Sita Devi starts laughing. She says, you are such a tiny guy, you think that you can take me back to Lord Ramachandra? Now Hanuman is a Kshatriya, so that the time when Mother Sita Devi says that, how can you take me back, then he reveals his gigantic form. And that's the time when Mother Sita Devi understands, yes, he is capable of taking me back, but the Mother Sita Devi says, no, this glory should be belonging to my husband, and I can't come with you. So therefore, take back the message and say that, Sita, I'm waiting here. She gives the time period. Before that, if he doesn't come and attack and kill demon, then she'll be losing her life. So you can see the contrast, that on one side Swabhavik nature has come, but other side is such an intellectual person that he knows how to introduce himself to an unknown person, because somebody who is totally unknown, so many times the representatives of Ravan come in different forms and try to entice Mother Sita Devi. But he understands that the only way to reach out to Mother Sita Devi is by devotion, by bhakti. And that's what Lord Hanuman is trying to convey us in this particular section. That the only way one can reach out to the Lord is by just performing bhakti, devotion. Then the second part, he says, how should we worship Lord Ramachandra? Will it involve great difficulty, or will it involve elaborate puja to be performed? Then Hanuman says, no. He said, there is no need of great austerities or penances to worship the Lord. For me, accepts even a small service offered by his devotee. So he said, no elaborate arrangements are required from to perform bhakti, and this is what we find in Bhagavad Gita. Lord Krishna says, Arjuna, patram pushpam phalam toyam yo me bhaktya prayaschati. So therefore we find that it is bhakti, devotion, that sincerity is what is important than the elaborate arrangements we try to make in order to reach out to the Lord, to perform, worship the Lord. And we have many examples. Vidura in Krishna Leela, he offers in his ecstasy not the banana, but the banana peel. Then we have in Ramayana, Shabari, she offers berry fruits, that too not fruits which are clean or which are directly plucked from the tree, but she tastes each berry fruit to check whether that berry fruit is sour or sweet, and then only if it is sweet, then she offers it to Lord Ramchandra. So that's the devotion. Lakshman raises an objection that you are getting a jhoota berry, but Ram says, no. It is the devotion Shabari is offering. We find the recent Leela, Mother Andal, she was preparing garlands to Lord Ranganath, but before she gives to her father to offer it to Lord Ranganath, she would put on the garland on herself first. And then she looks into the mirror. Will this garland be okay for Lord Ranganath? Is the size okay? Height okay? Width okay? Are the flowers arranged properly or not? Everything she is doing, not to decorate herself, but to see whether it's going to please the Lord. So one day her father notices that there is a string of hair. And he says, how come for the flower garland there is a string of hair? And then he observes his daughter, after preparing the garland, first she places on herself and then it's coming. And he was really upset. He picks her up, pulls her up, saying that this is not proper. And then without Mother Andal trying to put on herself and give it, Lord Ranganath refuses to take that garland. He says, no, first let it be used by Mother Andal, let her test whether it's okay or not, then I'll take it. So what it means, it is devotion. It is the sincerity of the person which allows, which makes the Lord happy. When we were in the retreat, I think, I'm not sure whether it was a Govardhan retreat or a Japa retreat, His Holiness Sachinandar Maharaj said in that retreat that in Varshana there is one elderly gentleman, and that elderly gentleman, for the last some 40 or 50 years, every day in the evening, he would sweep a particular street, that whole street, every day without any exception. For the last so many decades, he sweeps. So someone asked him, "For why are you sweeping this area every day?" He says, according to our understanding, Radharani walks on this path every day in the evening. And I sweep this area every day so that the pathway is clean and neat for Mother Radharani to walk, so that there are no pebbles that would not hurt her lotus feet. And it is my wishful thinking that one day, as she is walking on this road, she'll just turn her face towards me and say, okay, that's good enough for me. So this is the devotion of a devotee, that he does the job just to please the Supreme Lord. And here we have in Chaitanya Leela also, Kolaveshwara Sridhar, who does, in spite of his poverty, he does service to the Lord. And although the Lord offered him wealth, everything, he says, no, I'm quite happy. I want to serve you. And then finally, Hanuman mentions that the worship is an act based on devotion, a sincere offering to the Lord. So therefore, the third part, thus is satisfied, and as soon as is satisfied, the devotee is successful. Indeed, Lord Sri Ramchandra brought all the devotees of the Ayodhya back home, back to Godhead. So we have those three aspects being spoken by Hanuman in this section. So we find that Jatayu, with her sacrifice, Lord Ramchandra was so pleased, and equally Lord Ramchandra was pleased with his citizens, then he took them back to spiritual world. And in Krishna Leela also, we find that famous pastime, Durvasa Mahamuni and Pandavas, and when Mother Draupadi says, okay, everything is over, how can we feed 10,000 disciples of Durvasa Mahamuni? But Krishna appears there and he takes just one grain. And with that one grain, Lord is satisfied. And then because Lord was satisfied, Durvasa Mahamuni and everyone was satisfied. So we find that Srila Prabhupada in his purport draws a parallel situation, that Lord Ramchandra is merciful, and similarly Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is merciful. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, especially the Shadbhuja form, which is a combination of Lord Ramchandra, Lord Krishna and Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So two arms of Ramchandra, two arms of Krishna and two arms of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And when did Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu reveal this Shadbhuja form? Lord reveals to, I think, three persons. We find it appears in Chaitanya Charitamrita, I think. One is to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, another is to Nityananda, and Lord Nityananda, and third is to King Pratapanudra. So to these three personalities, Lord reveals his Shadbhuja form. Now why does Lord reveal his Shadbhuja form? Especially those who do not have faith that he is the Supreme Lord, to show him that he is not different from Lord Ramchandra, he is not different from Lord Krishna, he shows his Shadbhuja form. And there is a beautiful prayer which is not a prayer, but it's how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu talks to his danda, mentioned by Lochanadas Thakura in Chaitanya Mangala. He says, I'll see whether I can recite that verse. Amise sakala chadi karino sanyasa, tumi na chadile more janme janme vamsha. Rama avatara tumi dhanuka hai, rahile amara hate dustera lagiye. Krishna avatare vamshi hanamora kare, mohita karile sabha akila samsare. Iba danda hana mora aila karete, kali yuge pashanda dalana hetu rupe. So the translation, O my danda, although I have given up everything by becoming a sannyasi, still you have not given me up. You stay by my side, accompanying me life after life. When I was traveling in the forest as Rama, you were always in my hand as my bow and arrow. During my pastimes as Krishna, you were always there in my hand as my flute, captivating the entire world with divine love. And now, after I have abandoned everything as a sannyasi, still you remain with me as my danda in order to vanquish the non-believers in Kali Yuga. So therefore, this is what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is talking to its danda, and therefore we understand that Lord is non-different from Lord Krishna, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is non-different from Ramachandra. And the meaning of the Shadbhuja has been given by different acharyas. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur talks about the Achintya Abheda Tattva, that Lord is simultaneously one and different from His incarnations. Normally we talk in terms of Lord is one and different from His energy simultaneously, but here Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur is trying to tell us that Lord is one and at the same time different from His incarnations. So it's the same one person but different personalities. So in terms of tattva, it is the same, but in terms of leela, they are different. And in another interpretation on Shadbhuja, is given that they are the meant for destroying the six vikaras we have, the kama, krodha, mada, moha, matsarya. So that is helpful. And then in another interpretation, it is said that these six, they represent the devotional service, the love of Godhead, and the four goals of life. So four goals of life: dharma, artha, kama, moksha, devotional service, and love of God. But why Srila Prabhupada is trying to compare Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with Lord Ramachandra? In as much as Lord Ramachandra is merciful, we find Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is equally merciful or more merciful. How do we understand that Lord is more merciful? In 19.50 in Madhya Leela, Lord Krishna said, even though a person is a very learned scholar of the Sanskrit Vedic literature, he is not accepted as my devotee unless he is pure in devotional service. Even though a person is born in a family of dog eaters, he is very dear to me if he is a pure devotee who has no motive to enjoy fruitive activities or mental speculation. Indeed, all respect should be given to him, and whatever he offers should be accepted. Such devotees are as worshipable as I am. And in 53, we have that famous verse, Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradhayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namini Gauravitesh Namaha. O most munificent incarnation, you are Krishna Himself appearing as Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You have assumed the golden color of Srimati Radharani, and you are widely distributing pure love of Krishna. We offer our obeisances unto you. So who is saying this? This Sanatana Goswami and Rupa Goswami, when they are met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And 54, I'll not read the Sanskrit part. It says, we offer our respectful obeisances unto that merciful Supreme Personality of Godhead, who has converted all three worlds which were maddened by ignorance and saved them from the disease condition by making them mad with the nectar from the treasure house of love of God. Let us take full shelter of that Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, whose activities are wonderful. So we find that that's how. And how do we see that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has been so merciful to the living entities? He has given us the mantra, the process. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And this is a Maha Mantra. No rules, no regulations. Prabhupada says you don't even have to know the meaning of that. It's a call, not on the bodily platform, beyond mental, beyond intellect. It's a call from the heart. You just recite, you just chant, and with that you will be taken care. You will return back home, back to Godhead, provided we don't commit any offenses. And therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is considered to be the Mahavadanyaya. In Adilila 7.76, that Hare Nama Kevalam Kalo Nasti Eva Nasti Eva Gatir Anyata. So detailed purport is given, but I think the time is running short, so therefore I'll not take it up. Summarizing, we find in these verses, the last six verses, from 19.3 to 19.8, Lord Hanuman says that though Lord Ramchandra is performing Naralila, but he is a Purushottama and he exhibits exemplary character. Why? To teach us how to behave. And this is what we find in Bhagavad Gita 13.8 to 13, the character of a person who can understand devotional service. Then in sub 19.4, Lord Hanuman says that he is Satchitananda. Although he appears to be in Nara form or a human-like form, but his body is Satchitananda. And then in 19.5, Hanuman says that it is, yes, he has come to kill Ravana, but at the same time to teach us that the material world is a place of misery, and especially if it is centered around only family and family-related activities. So therefore, that's a waste of platform we have received. And hence, what should we do? To overcome or to realize who we are, we should perform devotional activity. And once devotion should be done with a sincere desire to serve the Supreme Lord and to please the Supreme Lord. And to please Supreme Lord, no elaborate paraphernalia is required. It's just chanting Patram Pushpam Palam Toyam. Offer few a leaf, water, fruit. But what is important is the devotion, the sincerity. And with that, one can return back home, back to Godhead. And Srila Prabhupada concludes this part that worship Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. By worshipping Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you are worshipping the last line. That indeed, almost all of them, Sri Chaitanya was therefore represented in the six arm form of Shad Bhuj. That is a combination of Lord Ramchandra, Lord Krishna and Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The best purpose of human life can be fulfilled by worshipping the Shad Bhuj Murti, the form of the Lord with six arms. The Ramchandra, two arms for Krishna and two arms of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So by simply chanting the holy name of the Lord, our real identity, real constitutional position becomes revealed, and we can achieve the highest goal, which is Krishna Prema. And last example, we can see how Lord Hanuman, when performing all his tantrums, he used to create nuisance to sages, and when they curse him that you will forget everything who you are, then Anjana Devi and Lord Hanuman himself pleads with the sages, forgive for whatever he has done. Then the sages, a time will come when at that appropriate time he'll know his true strength. He'll understand who he is. And how does he, at what time does it happen? When they're required to cross Lanka or the ocean, that the time when that Shabda is used by whom? By Jambavan. Jambavan gives him the instruction, and then he starts glorifying him in relationship with the Supreme Lord. And when that glorification is done, that the time when Hanuman realizes who he is, and therefore After that history, everyone knows what Hanuman has done it. So similarly, our true identity can be revealed to us simply by chanting Hare Krishna, simply by participating in Sankirtana Yajna. By participating in Sankirtana Yajna externally, then we become qualified to participate internally in Krishna Leela. Hare Krishna. If anyone has any comment or any question, I will take it up.
Just a comment that even Sugama Vipra was one of those.
Yeah, Sugama Vipra also. Yeah. Any question, Mataji? Yeah, by participating in Sankirtana Yajna of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we become qualified to take part in the internal pastimes of Radha Krishna. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is considered to be Mahavadanyaya, the most merciful form of the Supreme Lord. And all the other forms of the Lord are set aside. Nara form, Lord Ram, Hanuman is trying to tell about Lord Ramachandra. But otherwise we have Lord Kapila, but all those forms have been set aside. He says, just worship Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chant Hare Krishna, he says. And then he says, we worship Radha and Krishna. Yeah. Because without mercy of Mahaprabhu, we cannot enter into the pastimes of Radha and Krishna. So therefore, Mahaprabhu combines both Radha and Krishna, and hence we should worship Him, serve Him, serve His movement, which has been brought to us through Parampara by most merciful devotee of the Lord, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Hari Bol. Jai Shri Ram. Yeah. Shuddha Brahma Parapara Ram Kajatmaka Parameshwara Ram Shesha Talpa Sukha Nidrita Ram Brahma Dhyamala Prata Ram. Anyway, we'll see next time. Rama 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 Rama.